The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The next day, when the people who remained after the feeding of the 5,000 saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray. Glory to you, God, who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly more than all we can ask or even imagine. Please be seated. What must we do to do the works of God? That is a great and eternal question. We might think that Jesus would say something that we're familiar with. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself, feed the poor, visit the sick and the prisoner. But that's not what God says, what Jesus says. What Jesus says is, believe in me. I am the one upon whom God has set God's seal. I am the one God has given authority to. Believe in me. What is it that Jesus is asking of us? I don't believe it's a set of doctrines like our reading in Ephesians said today. It's not a set of doctrines or creeds, though those can be very, very helpful. Instead, he asks that we take a moment to quiet our brains that insists there is nothing more to existence than what we can see and feel through our own senses. He asks that we set aside the impossibility that God came into the world and resided in a person named Jesus. He asks that we open our hearts and allow our imaginations to run wild with the possibility that God is actually operating in our lives. And he's asking us to take one moment to allow God to show us who God is and how God works. The wonderful thing about that is that we are not the ones responsible. Even the inclination toward belief is God's work, not ours. It reminds me of a story when I was doing clinical pastoral education at a local hospital here. And I was doing rounds with a Jewish chaplain, a wonderful person, and we had visited a woman who had just overdosed, and she was very, very lucky to be alive. And when we came out of that meeting, we were in a quiet spot by ourselves, and the chaplain said to me, "She wants to know God, but she doesn't know how. She thinks it's just going to happen. She doesn't realize that she has to open her own heart. She has to invite God in." Jesus says the exact same thing in today's gospel. "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry." God continually sends out, moment to moment, an invitation for us to be in relationship with God. But what we need to do is to RSVP. We need to push the button on the Evite that says yes, or we need to throw the response card into the mail that says yes. We accept the invitation. This is even difficult for committed Christians to do. It's just something we're not accustomed to doing very well. But when we do RSVP, there are certain things that we can count on. First, we will encounter Jesus. We will receive food that doesn't perish, bread and water that is eternal. Jesus knows exactly what kind of bread each of us need. Odd, but true. If we have a broken heart, Jesus might give us pumpernickel in order to heal it. If we have bodily or mind issues that are plaguing us, we might be asked to have some pita and maybe some brown bread to mix with it in order to heal us. And if we are angry, we might only have sourdough in order to dissipate that anger. And if you really only eat white bread, well, Jesus may challenge you to try some rye. And as we are nourished with fresh baked bread, clean, clear water, and really good wine, especially here at God's table, when we take a meal together, our lives will start to change and transform, and we will become more who we are. But this change is difficult. It's something that we don't look forward to. It's something that we really put the brakes on. But what we can be assured of is when we are asking God to transform us, it's going to be something exciting. It's going to be something, maybe not exciting, but it's going to be something that might challenge us. It's going to be something that's new, different, innovative, and it's definitely going to be frequently unexpected. Me preaching up here in the aisle with notes is an example of transformation. I would, people in this room know that this is not exactly my favorite thing to do. But stretching occurs, and we change, and we grow, and it is possible to do. So it's true. So faith is allowing the process of transformation, and it's a lifelong process. It doesn't just stop. It goes on, and it changes over time. Transformation, or consenting to transformation, is believing, and believing is doing the work of God. The promise is that we're going to be satisfied, filled, we will be our true selves, and we will be whole and completed. So the next week, and the weeks after, I invite you to press the RSVP button and do the work of God. Open your heart in prayer. Trust Jesus is present. Offer to Jesus your pain, grief, joy, your deepest, deepest desires. Recognize the resistance and offer that too. Consent to Jesus transforming your life wherever you are on the faith journey. And remember to always hold on, for it's a wild ride. Amen.